Today is a gift, a fresh opportunity to change your life with God's Word. A day to take responsibility and overcome challenges. A day to take on the world with a different mindset. Welcome to Firm Foundation.
And let's appreciate the King of Kings. Come on, go ahead. Give him praise, give him praise. Give him praise, give him praise. You can do much more than that. He's the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Nothing missing, nothing broken. God is still on the throne. Come on, let's celebrate him. Let's celebrate him. Let's celebrate him. Come on, go ahead. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Hallelujah. 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 They said we should greet like this or greet like this or give like this. Come on, go ahead. Greet somebody. Oh, is that TJ? God bless you. Wonderful. Hallelujah. Yes. Please be seated. We're still in our series and we are 21 days. This evening will be 11 days of our 21 days of fast. And we've just been having a wonderful time. I will encourage you by 5 p.m. every day till the end of the fast. We have been doing it just coming and praying. You can come 1 hour. As if we knew the service should be 1 hour. So 1 hour. 1 hour. You see, I'm wearing masks not because we are afraid of a virus, not because that Jesus cannot heal, not because that we believe so much in statistics because we have seen lies. I'm not saying that the one you, just that. But we are wearing it just because we love our city. And maybe I should share a testimony here. We normally pray every day at 5:30 a.m. Nigeria time. And one of the people that always come to pray, a medical doctor who is part of this house, but is one of, not in this state, is in a federal medical, is in a hospital working as a medical doctor, doing his residency. Share the testimony. Say, good evening, sir. Several doctors in my unit were diagnosed of COVID and how to go on isolation. The entire department was screened. Several people I had interacted with and even worked with were found to be positive. To God be the glory, my test was COVID negative. No COVID in my system. I have been taking the communion and following our program online, especially the 5:30 a.m. prayers. Join me to praise God who never abandoned me. It said that you believe so much about on facts than on the truth. What is the fact? Viruses are real. But more real is the blood of Jesus. We must understand that clearly. Because as long as you are not understanding that, you become so sensual and you are moved by what you see. And we actually read in scripture that the world we see now, we're framed by the word of God. That means that if I want to frame a new future, I need to start speaking. During the first, let's call it first wave, second wave, I don't like all those type of things. How can I be an expert in disease and not an expert in God? The Lord told us, he said, take communion every day. And in our 5:30 a.m. prayer, every day we break bread. The Bible says they took it in Exodus chapter 12. And none of them were feeble. Even their clothes did not wear out. And Jesus the same yesterday, today, and forever. It was the rock that was following them. It was the cloud that was following them. It was the pillar of fire that was following them. And if he was doing that in an inferior covenant, much more. Christianity is not a set of beliefs. It's a person. It's a relationship with a person. Fear can even destroy your immune system. And you have to be careful. Careful about it. Amen. The avalanche is coming up. Based on what is happening right now, we'll be able to give you something that will happen. Before that time, how are we going to do it? If there's curfew, if the curfew is still there, how are we going to run it? And so we'll be able to tell you. But be rest assured that nothing will touch the Avalon. The Holy Spirit will give us strategies on what to do. The tabernacle of David must be planted. Amen? Amen. And this is just to tell you, we got a message from the contractor for the building. The prayer room and the auditorium, 100% completed the foundation. I thought you would give the Lord a big hand. So we are going straight to the block walk. And I'm sure by the grace of God, the prayer room will be ready for the Sapler Road people to have a location and to worship by Passover. And when I say Passover, so let me say, when is Passover? Passover is what you call Easter. Amen. Because the way you say what's Passover, what's Passover, what's Passover, what's Passover. Please go and read about the feast of the Lord. It's not the feast of Israel, it's the feast of the Lord. Amen. Let's turn our Bibles and maybe you can. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11 to 13. We're still on our series, Life in the Spirit. It's 21 days with the Holy Spirit. We must understand that the Holy Spirit is a real person. And Jesus said, I will send you another comforter. In our manual, the 21 days, there's a manual for the 21 days page 14. Last week, we were looking at day 7 to day 9. On page 14, talking about the dual working of the Holy Spirit in a believer. We looked at John 14, two examples of his work within us. And that was so instrumental to what we are going to do today. The Spirit of truth, the world cannot understand him. John 14, 17 to 19. The Spirit of truth, the world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives within you, with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans, I will come to you. Page 14. You can get the soft copy from our website, www.ffi.org/shop. You can get get the soft copy there. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11 to 13, I was giving you a preamble of what we are doing today. For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man, which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. These things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Comparing spiritual things with spiritual. For we know that this world was created by the word of God. Everything in life is spiritual. We're looking at today divine intelligence. Divine intelligence. Divine intelligence. We must understand one thing clearly, that God has called us to start thinking in different ways and in ways that the world cannot understand. You must understand that the world system operates in IQ and EQ. Or what is called intelligence quotient or emotional intelligence quotient. They used to know intelligence quotient before, but now they tapped into something about the emotions, about the soul, and that's where they have. So there's a lot of book now on emotional intelligence. But you must understand that man is tri-dimensional. You are a spirit that possesses a soul and live in a body. So you must understand that clearly, that you need to start thinking tridimensionally. You have to start solving problems tridimensionally. The problem that was created in this dimension cannot be solved with solution from this same dimension. It has to be solved from a solution from a dimension you don't even know about. And so, believers are supposed to operate in IQ, EQ, and SQ. And SQ is talking about spiritual intelligence quotient. That means that you need to be thinking from a realm that the world cannot understand. You know, a team of people went to Google and began to teach them about, believers, teach them about spiritual intelligence, and they were so interested. Interested about it, because actually, we actually believe that if you are heavenly conscious, you are earthly useless. There's nothing like that. You cannot be heavenly conscious and earthly useless, never. Because as you are heavenly conscious, you are looking at the templates of heaven. The problem is that you are preparing for a home, and God is saying, I have prepared a home for you. Now prepare this place for me to invade. And how do I prepare this place for you to invade? He said, he told Bezalel. You know, when the Holy Spirit came in Exodus, it came for creativity. He told Bezalel, say, build according to pattern. He told Moses, this pattern you are seeing, that means there's a pattern in heaven. There's a pattern of worship in heaven. That's why the avalanche is here. There's a pattern of heaven. Revelation 5, 8, David captured it, understood how the worship goes on in heaven. There's a pattern that you need to build. And Bezalel, who has not gone to such school before, understood it by the inspiration of God, built a tabernacle that the world has never seen before. What happened? Divine intelligence was at work. Wisdom is not, there's no BSc wisdom. And the Bible says wisdom is the principal thing. It's time for us to start thinking tridimensionally. I was talking to a lady after the first service. She came to meet me. She had to write a professional exam. And she 3 weeks to the exam, she was confused. Which one will I take out of these 5 courses? And she asked the Holy Spirit. He said she'd take about, I think, 2. Yeah. She took 2, and the result came, she was the best in Nigeria. Oh, you know why you are not clapping? Because, yeah. I remember the best result of Benzin Dauso University, Onome Onokwashiri. You can go and Google his name, he's there. He used to be in the prayer team. He got serious with God in year 3. And he will come for all night and go and write exam. And the only thing he will say, Holy Ghost Chukuli. Now who passed nine notebook? It's not he that covers the syllabus. And so he will ask, he will read with the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit said, read here, read here, read here, read here. He made summa cum laude first class in Benzin Dauso University. How? We actually believe that Holy Ghost is to make people fall in church. There's a truth to that. You will fall if you need to fall. You will shake if you need to shake, because some bad beliefs must leave you. You will laugh if you need to laugh, because you need to laugh your way out of depression and despair. But there are church culture that is not kingdom culture. You need to prophesy in church by jumping and shouting, but you cannot go to the boardroom when they are taking decision in the board meeting, say, Yakaba! And you fall on the floor and shake and say, I have a word, I'm shaking, I have a word. They will call 911 because it's not exportable. They need answers and solutions. And we need to get that. We need to start bringing creativity from heaven that the eyes have not seen. So I'm tired of you repeating and regurgitating what you have seen. Our natural bent is what eyes have not seen. That should be. And if you are not operating in it, there's no need to fret. There's no need to be angry. Just understand that you have a reality you have never tapped into. So go for it. Oh, you didn't get it. There are designs in heaven of clothes that have never been made. A designer is in church this morning. He told me, he said, I think two or three Sundays ago, he told me, he said, I was in church and I got 6 designs. Who sold the garment of the high priest? Divine intelligence. So when I hear people say some things, oh, we want to go and learn from this thing, you are going to learn from people that have a reprobate mind. What is reprobate mind? If any person that does not believe in Jesus Christ has a reprobate mind, whether it's intelligent or not, it's operating in IQ and EQ. Why? It has the image of God. So even if you have the image of God without the Holy Spirit, you can produce. But you now have the Holy Spirit, you are operating 100%. And somebody that is operating 25% is now operating more than you. Why? It is abnormal. It's abnormal. So how do I tap into spiritual intelligence? How do I tap into it? I want to share quickly two things. There are other things, and you must be able to understand that you have access to it. Say, I have access. The first thing is that you must have biblical meditation. Biblical meditation, which is renewing of your mind by the word. You must be able to read the word of God. The word of God is not for, it's not for you to look for something to argue. It's the manual for your operations of life. If you buy a phone and you don't know how to operate it, it comes with a manual. If you read the manual very well and digest it very well, you can. That's why sometimes some cars come with manual, but the manual is 300 pages and they know you can never read it. If you read the manual very well, you don't need to even go to any person. You can service your car. But no, we cannot read it. So what they do a page. Read this before you start the car. That's how they would do it. Because they know you. They know you. Your phone has a lot of things that it can do, but you cannot use it. But it's very, it can buy a house or a land. That phone. But we have not been. Same thing as your Bible. Your Bible is your manual for operation. I read the Bible not to fight anybody, but to clean my life. To understand how do I be a good father, a good husband. And how do I relate with people? Why do I need to honor people who do not even honor me? I honor them not because they are honorable, because I'm royalty. And my natural bent is royalty, to be able to honor people irrespective of their bad behavior. And I know because they carry the very image of God, I need to honor them. You need to start reading your Bible cover to cover. One of our speakers yesterday said, see, this person is a lawyer. This person has been in the highest corporation or in this country, and said, I read my Bible cover to cover every year. He said, oh, how will you cram it? I didn't say you should cram it. Just know the story. Just read the Bible. And not only read the Bible, read it with the Holy Spirit. The Bible is the only book you can read with the Holy Spirit, with the author. And the author is the Holy Spirit. That way, as you are reading the book, it locks into one verse, expands the verse to you. The verse captures your heart, and that's what you start meditating on. The Bible says in Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, this is the old reality. Joshua was about to enter the promised land. The enemies were in front of him. When Moses brought them out of the promised land, the enemies were behind them. Now they were going to conquer the promised land, and he said, you know what? Let this book of the law not depart from you. The book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. But you shall meditate in it day and night. You, not your pastor, you. Not your, you. Not your father, not your mother, not your wife, you. You, not me. If I do for you what you are supposed to do for yourself, it's called idolatry. So we have a Bible reading plan in this place. That you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous. And then you. We have good success. You. Point to somebody, say you. You. That means that your prosperity and your success is not in the hand of even God. It's not even in the hand of the devil. See, everybody holding my destiny, holding my. Your destiny is too big for somebody to sit with that small bumbum. It's too big. If anybody is sitting on it, abandon it. How can somebody clean it? That means very small for you. As you keep on meditating on it, What will happen is that there are realms to you that will be open to you. In Romans chapter 12, verse 2, the Bible says, "And do not conform to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove that which what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." The transformation of your mind is your responsibility. It's not your pastor's responsibility. Your pastor is supposed to deliver you, is supposed to teach you, but the ultimate teacher is the Holy Spirit. He's supposed to teach you the word. But you are to sit yourself down and study to show yourself approved. And begin to meditate on scriptures. There are some things that will open up to you. You will get to a place and say, "Who is that before Zerubbabel? You shall bow like a plane." Why? Because you have eaten scriptures. You have eaten it. You have cleaned your life with scripture. There's not going to say, "Lord, deliver me from evil. Deliver me from bad habit. Deliver from..." No. Once you have bad water, dirty water in a cup, you don't need to turn it because you still have dirty in still. All you need to do, put it under a running water. The more the water enters, the more the bad water is giving. The bad water is leaving. And before you know it, there's no bad water inside the place. That's what biblical meditation will do for you. You are smoking, there's no need to shout. There's no need to say, "Lord, it's good to go for deliverance. It's good to go for all those inner healing." But you see, to keep inner healing is biblical meditation. To keep your healing. You can't eat bad food and now be sick. Then you not get well, but then you not go back to the bad food. No. You will stay in that system. There's a system for your life, and the system for your life is biblical meditation, renewing of your mind, so that the custom of this world will be removed, the patterns of this world will be removed, so that when somebody asks you a question, the natural default that comes. You know, sometimes when something just happens, you just say the F word. You say, "I'm born again." No, that's not the time to say The F word is just there. You can't press toothpaste and pepper will come out. No. What is inside you will come out. That you insult people on a per second billing. No. When they offend you, you say, "You are the one that caused me to insult you now. Look at what you are doing." No. Insult is in you. All they need to do is to just hook you something. Then you now say, "Oh Lord, forgive me. You see, your life should not be by emergency. Take the word of God. Read it. And as you read it, you say, "What if I don't remember?" Don't try to remember. How many of you here, with a show of hand, 3 Sundays ago, what food did you eat? You can't even remember. But the food nourished you. It is when trouble comes that what is inside of you will come. "That what have I hidden in my heart that I may not sin against you?" You'll be shocked when you want to pray and you'll be saying, "How is this thing coming out?" It's just because you are constantly meditating. And you say, "How do I run my home? How do I run my family? What's going on here? How do I be a good leader in my city? How do I be a good leader in my church?" And God begins to bring that to you. And you'll be wondering. And people will now say, "How come you just became so brilliant?" No. You see, you know what David said? He said, "Your commands," in Psalm 119, "your commands have made me wiser than my teachers." Because the ultimate one living on the inside of you, the word you are reading, you will be wiser than anybody. Somebody was not doing well in school. He formed an institute of young teenagers based on that. He started memorizing scriptures. All of a sudden, his grades turned around. So parents here, what's the memory verse for your son? Instead of going to buy him stone cold, Abi cold stone, and all those things, which is good, that will nourish the body. Buy him something that will nourish his spirit man. Because the spirit man is the real person. Let them be giving you memory verse often. He said, "That's old school, my brother. My brother, say, eh? It's the word of God that created that child. That your child may be older than you in the realm of the spirit. It's only destiny that makes you the father. So what we need to do, nourish your spirit man so that you can tap into divine intelligence by biblical meditation. The word system talks about meditation by emptying your mind. You now open yourself to demonic spirit. We meditate by remembering and chewing the word of God. And the word of God. The word of God. How do I love my wife? Husbands, love your wife. This woman is unlovable. Husband, love your wife. This woman is a pain in my neck. Husband, love your wife. That's what it says. It didn't say this thing. It didn't tell you that there won't be pain in your neck. It said, husband, love your wife. Husband, love your wife. For this reason shall a man leave the father and the mother and be joined. Father, I can't live. I can't live. But that's what your word says. I have no power of my own. The more you chew it, the more you begin to see reasons. A woman was teaching, said, before my husband died, my husband would come and meet me, say, do you know that I'm not loving you the way God says I should love you? It takes somebody who has keyed in and stayed there to say so. Number two, renewing the spirit of your mind. Renewing the spirit of your mind. In 1 Corinthians, Ephesians chapter, in Ephesians chapter 3, chapter 4, verse 22 to 23, the Bible says that you put off concerning your former conduct. Put off the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. The spirit of your mind. That means that biblical meditation is okay. And that's why you can be a theologian and not be renewed. It takes the breath of the Almighty working on what you are reading. So there is a part of the Holy Spirit coming and begin to renew your mind. Allow him. As you've read the scriptures, he starts breathing upon you. There's a spirit in man, and the breath of the Almighty giveth him understanding. And this is where this part of it comes in science and all the mountain you enter. You say, how do I read the Bible and now get intelligence for witty invention? This is where the Holy Spirit now begins to tell you. Some of us think that the Holy Spirit does not know computer. We actually believe so. That the Holy Spirit is churchy things he knows. Churchy things. Before they started building suspension bridges, spiders have been making suspended. Before planes started flying in the air without eyes, bats have been flying who are blind. Before aeroplanes started running, before they take off and landing, then running, vultures have been doing it. Every design you see about cars, they will tell you is an animal they found it from. Oh, you didn't get it. The person that crafted this whole world is inside of you. You say you are not creative. God forbid. He said, poor me. I don't have father, I don't have mother. Poor you. Poor you. My brother, you have the Holy Ghost. The only thing is that we move and say, Holy Ghost, wait, this is business. Your own is Zabababa. Stay here. It's for praying. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. It's not time for us to put our mind and say, Holy Spirit, breathe upon it. Breathe upon it so that you start thinking. You start thinking. Are you going to tell me that there are so many churches in Africa. We are not doing this thing. I agree. When the things start coming out, you really know. Many a time, most of the gospel you heard prepared you for heaven. The kingdom message is supposed to prepare you to take care of the earth and also for heaven. That's the kingdom message. So most of the culture that was put inside of you was church culture. So when there is problem, you are waiting for the rapture. And when there's no problem, you say, Jesus, wait, I have to marry first. The hope of the world is the gospel. The hope of the church is the rapture. And the world needs the gospel. And the gospel can be preached in different dimensions. Pharaoh had the gospel preached to him by a person who submitted his mind. You see, sometimes when people tell me, oh, the church, you cannot, all this set of people that I have, they are so heavenly conscious, utterly useless. I mean, it's a lie. And the Lord was with Joseph. And he entered the house of Potiphar. The Bible says he prospered there. How can a slave prosper? So there's a wrong definition of prosperity we have now. And he got into a prison and prospered there too, that even the prison warden left everything for him to supervise. He didn't go to any business school. It was a strong prophetic gift that he could steward. He gave Pharaoh the dream. He gave him the interpretation of the dream. And now gave him the strategy. Prayer and relationship with God is strategy. I don't know who taught us all those ones. I say you are, no. And what was the criteria the Lord was with him? It was a pure prophetic gift that he operated in. I thank God for your training. Train to know to understand how the world system operates so that you can bring a superior system and say, this one is not working. You know, sometimes we are Africans, we just go to another place, we dub. Whether is the, you even dub their dressing. And we wear leather jacket. You dub it. And dub different things. It's good for you to study the system and say, what is going to happen here? What's going to work here? I'm not saying not to wear leather jacket. I'm not saying that this thing. But what is the system going to work here? If you bring that system, even the president of a nation will be forced to follow you. When they have taken decision, even when you are not in that board meeting, the head of the company will call you aside and say, this is the decision we have decided to take, but we have tested you. Laban said, the Lord has made me wealthy because of you. It's clear. You cannot have the Holy Spirit and your company is crumbling and you are jumping from another place to another place. You are the one to go and meet the Oga and say, as long as I'm here, oh. That's job security. You know, sometimes the way I remember we were going to do Avalon last year and there was nothing. I don't know what happened, the hall has taken. I just said, no, there's no need to be angry. The reason why you cannot produce divine solutions is this. Once you hear news, you become anxious and fearful. And your anxiety and the fear of God cannot make you think well. The moment you hear those news, you enter into rest. Calm down everything. Then an inspiration that will come. Ben Carson says, every time they open the brain, and what is studied in the book is not here now. It's not what I'm seeing. It's not in the book. It's something different. Then the book of Job will open up to him. There is a spirit in man, and the breath of the Almighty giveth him understanding. And he doesn't know how we fix it. They will say he's the best neurosurgeon. Now who brings solution? I know book pass. He's the expert. I'm telling you. And whether you like it or not, the world is in problem. The world needs solution. And the believers are supposed to be the one who are sons producing solution. That's why the Bible says the whole world is groaning, waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. You are the one to produce the solution. Somebody shout amen. Amen. You say, I'm old now. Say, I will pour my spirit upon all flesh. There's solution to the insecurity in Nigeria. and it's only into those who have the mind of Christ. I want to read the scripture to you very slowly. You can take your cue from it and understand it. It's in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 6 to 16. I'm reading from the Passion Translation. The Passion Translation. Don't buy the next shoe, buy the next Bible. The English language is very shallow, so you have to have different translations. The Passion Translation by Brian Simon is one great translation. Now they now have the book of Isaiah and the book of Genesis. However, there's a wisdom that we can only speak of when we are among the spiritually mature. It's wisdom that didn't originate in this present world, nor did it come from the rulers of this age, who are the process of being dethroned. Instead, we continually speak of this wonderful wisdom that comes from God, hidden before now in a mystery. It is a secret plan destined before the ages to bring us into glory. None of the rulers of this present world of this present order understood it. For if they had, they never would have crucified the Lord of shining glory. They thought they were nailing Jesus. They didn't know that one Jesus was killed. Many Jesuses are here. In verse 9, he said, this is why the scripture says, things never discovered or heard of before. Things beyond our ability to imagine. These are the many things that God has in store for all his lovers. You will get it. But God now unveils these profound realities to us by the Spirit. Yes, he has revealed to us his inmost heart and deepest mysteries through the Holy Spirit, who constantly explores all things. After all, who can really see into a person's heart and know his hidden impulses except for the person's spirit? So it is with God. His thoughts and secrets are only fully understood by his Spirit, the Spirit of God. For we did not receive the spirit of this world system. There's a spirit in this world system. But the Spirit of God, so that we might come to understand and experience all that grace has lavished upon us. And we articulate these realities with the words imparted to us by the Spirit. Not with the words taught by human wisdom. That means there's human wisdom. And the human wisdom has dominated for too long. We join together Spirit revealed truths with Spirit revealed words. Someone living on an entirely human level rejects the revelations of God's Spirit, for they make no sense to him. He can't understand the revelations of the Spirit because they are only discovered by the illumination of the Spirit. After all, who can really see into a person's heart and know his hidden impulses except for that person's spirit? So it is with God. His thoughts and secrets are only fully understood by his Spirit, the Spirit of God. Those who live in the Spirit are able to carefully evaluate all things, and they are subject to the scrutiny of no one but God. For who has ever intimately known the mind of law of the Lord Yahweh well enough to become his counselor? Christ has, and we possess Christ's perception. You know what he said? We have the mind of Christ. We have the mind of Christ. We have the mind of Christ. We have, not I, we. That's why you need community living as a believer to tap into corporately. You tap into it individually. You tap into it corporately. Ideas even in the world today are not bettered by one person alone. It's a combination. And the reason why believers are not making it out there is because we can't connect with one another. The enemy knows that, so he brings division. And that's why Jesus prayed for unity. To divide. No. We have the mind of Christ. We have the mind of Christ. A tree cannot make a forest. There is something that Pastor Charles has, Pastor Felix has, that Nathaniel has. I need to join with them to tap into some things. Even when Esther was going to fast, he said, my maidens will fast with me too, to tap into divine wisdom. Daniel said, went to his cohort and his team people, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, pray that this thing will be delivered to us so that we will not be killed with them. What happened? And the mystery was delivered. When people say they are going to the other side, that they have power, they don't have power. They only have the power of network. Do you know what happens when we worship God? Do you know why I don't miss any worship time? He said, now let's come to the main thing of the service, the word. It's good. But what opens heaven? As the mystery began to play, the Bible says the heavens were open. And his ears opened, and he began to prophesy. It's time for us. You know, we are in the 21 days of fasting and worshiping. this next 11 days, I beg you. I beg you. You don't go to God without a Bible and a paper for orders. And you see why you need to write? Because it speaks to your spirit, but your spirit has no memory. So as it speaks to you, write it down and document your prophetic word. And just pray. I pray that some people will come into their divine destiny like never before and begin to walk like never before. If you are here today, you are saying, pray for me. The voice of God has gone silent in my life. All I need you to do is to stand. I want to hear him clearly this season. You used to hear him like this, but something happened. Either you touched some things or some things touched you. I don't want to go too deep. And you say, Lord, I need that fire again. I want to hear your voice clearly. Rise up on your feet if you are such a person. If you are such a person, you want to hear again. You want to hear again. Before I pray for the next set of persons, Father, I thank you for everyone here. Place your hand on your chest. Place it on your chest. Father, I thank you for everyone under the sound of my voice. Lord, it's your desire to speak to people and your desire to talk to them. Lord, I pray for a touch over them right now. A touch. Touch them. Touch them. Speak to them like never before. Let their ears open up. Let their heart be warm towards you. In the name of Jesus Christ. I bless you, Father, for their life. Lord, if there's anything that is in them that is making that there's a blockage, let your mercy and your grace invade them. In Jesus' mighty name. Everyone rise onto your feet. Rise to your feet. Lift up your voice and just begin to ask. I want you to just begin to pray for the wisdom of God. The wisdom of God. I don't know what you are believing God for this week, but just pray. Lord, let the wisdom of God envelop me. Let me come into alignment. Let me come into alignment. Come on, lift up your voice. 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 Barakadia basokura karia. Zabarakadia bararuskara. Marakabasokura karia. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, King of Kings. We bless you, Lord. If you're watching us, just place your hand on your chest and just begin to pray for wisdom. And I don't want you to pray silent prayer. Lift up your voice. Cry to him. There's an answer your boss needs to this week. There's an answer those people under your leadership need this week. And the answers are what eyes have not seen, what ears have not heard. It has not entered the understanding of men. Some of you will bring answers that look so ordinary and somebody will say, why did I not think of it? But they cannot think of it because you carry the Spirit of God. Asking for answers and solutions right now. Come on, lift up your voice and pray about that. Lift up your voice and pray about it. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says these mysteries have been reserved for the lovers of God. The lovers of God. If you are here today and you are not a lover of God, when I mean lover, he knows you and you know him. That means that you have enlisted in his army. You have called Jesus the Lord of your life. Today, I want to introduce Jesus to you. If you are here, you want to make Jesus the Lord of your life. If you are watching us by way of the World Wide Web, please indicate. There are people we love and trust. They are there. They will minister to you. We have people there who will minister to you. Just drop, I want to give my life to Christ. I want to meet Jesus. I want to yield myself to him. If you want to rededicate yourself and say, Lord, I have missed it. I've gone far. One day I gave my life to Christ. Another day I rededicated my life because I missed the mark. It's time for us to do that. If you are there, put up your right hand wherever you are. You want to make Jesus the Lord of your life or you want to rededicate your life, lift up your hand. Let me give you this one opportunity. One opportunity of a lifetime. Thank you, my brother. Thank you, my brother. Thank you, my brother. Thank you, my brother. Please come. Please come. Please come. Please come. Please come. Please come. Come this way. Pastor Peter. There are people that somebody will meet you right now and pray with you. And for all of us here, I just pray the hand of God over your life. The hand of favor. That this week you walk operating in unusual dimension of wisdom. In Jesus' mighty name. Come on, put your hands together. Give him praise. 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 Give him praise.
Thank you for listening. To get a copy of this message and other life-transforming messages, please visit our shop at www.ffi.ng/shop or call 0706-969-6499. God bless you.